think about how different your life is after conversion. And that's what moved me so much, was thinking about how different my life has been. God broke into my life probably around my 23rd birthday, somewhere around there. And I was thinking, how different. I mean, just this month, my wife and I celebrated 10 years of marriage. Well, I wouldn't have been married to her at all. If God doesn't break in and save me, there is no marriage to my wife. There is no son that we have now. He would not be in our life. Just yesterday morning, we were out just walking, enjoying God's creation with him and seeing all of these things in creation. And we saw a ladybug, and he's fascinated by this little guy. And you pick it up and you're showing him the ladybug, and God's crazy. He called it a goo-goo or something like that. And then by the end of it, he wanted to stomp on the little guy, but he had to pull him away. But that moment, there's hundreds of moments like that God has given to me with my son that would not be the case if God hadn't broken into my life and saved me. I wouldn't be talking here on Zoom to this church that I love if God hadn't broken in and saved me. So when is the last time we focused and remembered God's grace in saving us, and then think about how drastically different our life is in light of God's grace? Now, Ephesians 5, those two wonderful verses in Ephesians 5, Paul says, look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, making the best use of the time, because the days are evil. If you remember, we have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus. First three chapters powerfully lays this out in Ephesians. In 4, 5, and 6, it's sort of the commands. Now we live drastically different. We have been redeemed. Now we want to redeem the time. We want to make the best use of the time. So my guess is we have extra free time during this time of isolation. We probably have more free time than we've had maybe in a long time. So my question would be, are we redeeming this extra free time? Are we snatching it up, using it for the glory of God and the good of others? Are we spending more time in the Word of God? Are we spending more time meditating on God's Word? Are we spending more time in prayer? What a wonderful time it is that we can pray. Are we spending more time encouraging brothers and sisters in Christ? I know some of you are. Elizabeth Prada has already sent us a couple of postcards, and she's got a verse at the end of it about these light momentary afflictions, preparing eternal weight of glory. That's one she sent us recently. Tyler Williams sent me a handwritten note this past week, powerfully encouraging handwritten note that he wrote to me. So are we doing this? What a wonderful way that is to redeem time, is to encourage brothers and sisters in Christ. So when's the last time we remembered God's grace, remembered our condition before conversion, remembered God's grace in saving us, and thought about how different our life is? And are we making the best use of this extra time that God has given to us during this time of isolation? I'll give you a few moments to pray silently, and I'll close this in prayer. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we are thankful for technology and how amazing it is that we can gather on something like Zoom. It is incredible. So we're thankful for this gift. But Father, we long for the day where we can gather together and see each other face to face. And Father, I pray that just once, when we are able to, Lord willing, gather again, I just pray that we will appreciate those times more than we ever have. But Father, as we think about Ephesians 2, I would confess, Father, that so often we don't remember our condition pre-conversion. We so often don't dwell on the fact that we were at one time without hope and without you in the world. So help us to spend time reflecting on our life pre-conversion. But Father, help us also to remember your grace in saving us. Father, help us to be more and more stunned and amazed by your grace in saving us. And help us to dwell on how different our life is in light of your grace, in light of salvation that we have. And Father, as we think about this time of isolation, Father, we probably have so much extra free time than we've had before, but Father, we must confess that so often we have wasted away this time. So often we've been spiritually lazy and just prone to spend our time on things that don't really matter. So Father, forgive us for wasting so much time. Father, teach us to number our days that we would gain a heart of wisdom. Father, help us to remember the gospel and help us to, in light of the gospel, snatch up and redeem this precious time that you have given to us. Father, we are thankful that there is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Father, we're thankful that if we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Father, be with us as we sing with the Websters here in just a moment, Father. Thank you for them and for leading us in this time in singing. Father, I pray that you'd use this time to stir our affections and be with Mark as he teaches on Psalm 69 today. Use him powerfully. And I pray that the time afterwards with the family groups, that would be just a fun and edifying time as well. We ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen.